Welcome to Service Accommodation Secrets with me, Sally Kemba. This is the podcast where you get the on-the-ground experience that we're living and breathing with our serviced accommodation units. So you get to share our hacks and tips, our mistakes, so you can learn from those and thrive on our success. Welcome to this episode of Serviced Accommodation Secrets. This time it's all about reviews. So reviews for your serviced accommodation, whether you have houses or apartments or one of each of those, your reviews are really, really crucial. And what I thought would be great is to share the experiences we've had in the last year or so. And booking.com is our main source of reviews. We do have some on Airbnb, none on TripAdvisor yet. But I have found that certain ways that you can manage these can really help your business, and there are key lessons that we've learned so far that I wanted to share with you. I have 12 different things that really can impact your reviews. So let's just summarize those initially. So first of all, you must have reviews. In order for you to gain credibility from guests who've visited and who want to return, or other guests who see those and want to book, but also for your long-term guests. So if you're aiming at perhaps corporate clients or contractors or certain specific areas of different professions, then, you know, they're going to see these reviews because people will check you out online. And it's really helpful if you've got a good review score that you can maintain. And your reviews help you see the areas of your business that need improving. So that's the second thing. You get feedback, and so you can improve what you offer. The third thing is, even if you get a bad review, that it may even be quite unpleasant, or it may just be a bit negative, or it may just be criticism, just be polite and well-mannered in your response, because it's not personal, and it's best just to keep it nice and gentle and give a good response to people. Fourth thing is, if you check in with your guests once they've arrived, so prior to that, in fact, when they're booking and prior to their arrival, you can give them good information and that really helps. But once they've actually checked in, the next day it's good to check in how they are and if everything's going to plan, if they've got any issues, and then you can nip things in the bud before they become a problem. And the fifth thing is, we ask guests before they check out, so the night before they check out, with their checking out information that we email to them through our system, we also ask them if they'd be good enough to give a review. And we ask them three things. So the first thing is, we say, what would you like us to be doing more of? What would you like us to do less of? And what do we do that you think is great and don't want to have a change there? So that really helps. Next thing is that when you're really busy, so for example, we were quite busy, well, very busy earlier in the year, and we had just taken on two extra apartments, and our reviews did suffer a little bit one way and another. So really good points about how to keep that from happening and make sure you keep a consistent service. Seventh thing is a little hack that I have learnt from someone. I think it was Jack Porter Smith, actually, who suggested doing this. And it's just helpful to see what other service accommodation providers have had in terms of reviews, what guests would like to see. So it's a bit of a cheeky one there. And number eight, if it's something about your property that people don't like, so I don't know, if they expected a garden, but you never said there was one. Or, for example, we have some issues in that we only have parking in our local station car park. We don't have allocated parking. And some people just don't like that. We do explain it. We've made it as clear as possible. But just certain things you can't change. So just focus on the positive and the alternatives. Nine, as if you have a lot of direct bookings, which we found during the year, actually, we had so many direct bookings, we weren't getting reviews from people. You can get your guests to review as well. So I'll talk about that. Number 10, some guests are just never happy. So don't worry about it. That's number 10. And it's actually quite important to remember that one. And two more. So we've got number 11. You'll get more guests from people who aren't planning to book through the place they saw your review. So they might not be planning to go to booking.com or TripAdvisor, but they're just searching for a great place to stay and they'll come to you directly. So that's worth bearing in mind as well. It's not just for that portal where they've seen the review. And the other thing is that if you are working as a rent-to-rent operator like we are, your landlords are going to be really happy that you've got good reviews and you're providing a great service to your guests as well. So maybe if you're a management company, they'll really like that too. One other aspect that I just thought of as well, it's great for your team to know that you're getting good reviews as well. Because one of the things I will just add in here is that we're really, really lucky and we've got a great team headed up by Sarah, our supervisor, and they are amazing. And we had lots of 10 out of 10s in the very beginning, and we were 9.9, I think, out of 10 after our first couple of months or so. We had a little dip, but now we're back and we've had 10 out of 10s recently from lots of people. And we've had, weekend visitors and things like that. So our cleanliness has always been really high. So 9 out of 9 for cleanliness, 9.7 out of 10 for staff. And our overall score is 9.4 for our 3 1-bed apartments and 9.3 for our 2 2-bed apartments. So I'm pretty pleased with that. I would like it to be closer to 10, obviously. And we really, because we just want to make sure that guests are really happy and we're giving a great service. And obviously we'll get more guests that way because it's the window to your business, isn't it? Everyone can see how you're doing and what they can expect from you. So really important to keep that high, but really grateful to our team that we've been able to maintain that as well. So let's go in a little bit more detail with this now. So number one was reviews help you to gain credibility for guests that are going to book through, for example, booking.com or it may be Airbnb, but also your longer term bookings. So companies will check you out on booking.com and, that may be a local company who has workers come to the area or somebody who can commute easily from where you are. So we have people stay where we are in Redhill and travel to London. But also, it gives them an expectation of what they can experience at your property and, they want to be happy with it. So you really want that credibility on there, show that you can actually do this and really look after them, give them an easy and a brilliant experience. So that was number one. So number two, reviews help you see what you can improve in your business. So you get feedback from your guests, and it may be little things, or it may be really big things, or it may just be that, they couldn't find something, so maybe rearrange things a little bit. So it really helps you make your business a whole lot better. So we had a guest who was a corporate guest, but actually she booked through booking.com at first, and she actually put on her review that she couldn't find a socket behind the dressing table. She couldn't plug in her hairdryer or the hairdryer because we provide one actually. So I saw this on the review and I thought, oh my goodness, I didn't realize this. And we had actually checked her in personally. My supervisor checked her in and she hadn't said anything. And so, because she'd been more than once already, and subsequently she came directly. So that was great. But through booking.com, I was able to reply to this because you can reply to comments that people make. And I explained where the socket was because it was behind the dressing table, but I don't know, about 6 inches, 15 centimetres in from the side. So you'd have to pull out the dressing table. So we explained this. We moved it a bit, but we also gave her an extension lead for her next stay so that she had that convenience and we could actually solve that problem. And honestly, we probably should have figured this out earlier, but at least we were able to solve that for her. And it also meant it's visible on booking.com and lots of people will be able to see that we solved that problem and we're helpful. So people like to know that if things do go wrong during their stay, you're going to actually help them and not just say, oh, well, you know, you are actually going to try and take things on board and make things really good for them. So that's one example. And third thing is always be really polite and positive when replying to guests, because people might have a complaint, they might just leave a horrible review, but usually they won't go to that trouble unless there's actually an issue and something that really went wrong for them. So there's no point taking it personally and thinking, oh, how could they? Just think, okay, there's something wrong here. Let's see if we can see what it is. Now, sometimes if they've not made a comment, you can't respond, which is very frustrating on booking.com at least. But if they have made a comment, you can make it clear that you can take on board or you will take on board what they're anxious about. And if there's something to improve that's small, so for example, we had a guest recently who had a great stay. She's really happy, gave a great review. I think it was 9.6, so it was high, but she wanted more kitchen utensils. And I was like, well, what would you like? So in response, I said, okay, that's great to know you had a brilliant stay. Really happy to hear that. I'm going to message you to find out exactly what you would like in the kitchen that we're not offering. And then we'd be able to provide that. So I did that. And the guest told me, and that was awesome. So you can solve these kinds of issues. And one of our guests who was only staying a couple of nights quite early on said that he didn't want to go and buy a tub of butter or a slab of butter, but we'd provided bread and milk and, you know, there was nothing to go on it. We have a toaster to toast it. So he suggested jams or mini butters or something. And we do actually provide those now because, of course, it makes no sense for people to go and spend a lot of money on groceries they're just not going to use very much. So we took that on board. So the fourth point is that prior to the guest stay, you can give them as much information as you possibly can that they'll need so that they know where to go and check in, where to park. You know, are you going to meet them? Is there a key safe? Where is the property? Give them all that information. But once they've actually checked in, a great thing to do is the next day is to ask them how they're getting on and if they've got any issues. And we'll usually do this through our system. So we'll send a message to the guest just asking if everything's all right and responding to their reply. If there is a possibility that something has, gone a little bit askew already, maybe there's been some sort of issue with their arrival, or I don't know, if something wasn't working when they arrived, it's a good idea to check that anyway. And if you have anything like that that you nip in the bud as soon as they've arrived or the very next day, then it means that they're going to have a much better stay. Everything's going to be really pleasant for them. Everything's going to work rather than waiting to the end and they say, well, you didn't come back and check. So we once had a guest who was a regular guest and he actually had cold water in the shower, but he didn't tell us till he'd left. And I was like, oh my goodness. And this was something that could have been changed actually on the shower itself, we found out. So we got it fixed the next day. It wasn't like a major thing. Sometimes there are major things where you have to, you know, take an apartment out of action till the plumber comes for the next guest. But it wasn't like that. But we just didn't know. So if guests, you know, have the chance, you reach out to them and you say, you know, is everything all right? Then they've got an extra opportunity to tell you if there's anything they're concerned about, which hopefully will help, you know, make it all the better for them. And they'll know that you're there to make a really good experience for them. So we also send a message to our guests the night before they leave, and that's a checkout email. But equally, we are using that as an opportunity to request that they give us a review of the property, because what can happen is that once a guest has left, and I know I've done this, I've left, you know, a restaurant or when we've been away, and you just don't get round to leaving a review after that because you're just busy back in normal life. So while the guest is still there and they can think about the stay they've had and how they've enjoyed it or anything that they'd like to comment on, then that's a really good time. And we also offer them potentially a discount for a direct booking if they've come through a portal where we've paid commission. We can give them a little bit off the next stay for being regular guests, especially if they're going to come long term. So that can just give them a little bit more incentive to do that. So that goes with the checkout instructions as well. And what we actually ask them, if there are specific things they'd like us to do more of, or certain things they would like us to do less of, or certain things that they really like that we do and to keep doing them just the same way. And that can be really helpful. So the sixth thing is, when it's really, really busy, what can happen is that your level of service can drop and mistakes can get made. And we found this in sort of late spring, early summer. We just got that busy. And it wasn't actually just our team on the ground. It was sometimes me. So although we have a sequence of automatic emails that go out, a couple of them are manual. And so two guests, I think, different messages, they didn't get them for some reason. And honestly, I just hold up my hands and say, I'm really sorry. That was my mistake. Do apologize. And that's all you can do. You don't have to make up some sort of story. I mean, you can if you want to, you can sort of gloss over it. But essentially, mistakes can happen. But a really good thing to do is to make sure you have a process in place. And if it's systemized, you've got people doing the same thing all the time and double checking that everything is working according to plan and everything's been done, and you could just check it off. So you have a checklist for each part of, you know, booking right through to stay, right through to the guest departure. And that just minimizes those kinds of mistakes. And it does tend to mean that your reviews stay higher. So if you've got all your cleaners in place and we've got a great team, but just make sure you've got enough cleaners so they don't get stressed, because when they're stressed, they might miss things. So you just want them to have a really good process to follow and always do the same thing. And it means the guests will have a consistent experience and your review should stay the same. So our reviews did dip down a little bit when we started to do more self-check-in because we had our key safes installed. That's one thing. If you really want great reviews, it's probably good to do one-to-one check-ins. You know, you actually meet the guests. But actually saying that, some guests like to just get in and be left to it. So, you know, there are pros and cons both ways, to be honest. We did find that a little bit because people find it easier to complain when they haven't actually met you as well. Although we've had great reviews when we've just spoken to people on the phone and they just say, oh, everyone's really friendly. So, you know, it doesn't absolutely have to be in person, but, you know, it really made us sort of pull our socks up and make sure things were working really well. And now we're back to tens and things. And, you know, as I said, our reviews are 9.4 overall at the moment, which is fab, on booking.com. And we became super hosts on Airbnb recently, which took ages because we don't actually get that many Airbnb bookings and even less of the guests actually review, although you review the guests as well on Airbnb as a little aside there. So you can do a public review of the guests, but also you can give them some private feedback as well. Mostly people are awesome, actually. So it's all good. And so that's keeping your process in place. But if you're starting out, number seven, a really good thing to do is do a little bit of poaching. So I was recommended to do this, as I said, by Jack Porter Smith, I'm fairly sure it was. And he suggested that you go and look at other properties that your colleagues are running in your area and have a look at what people have requested, things that they felt were missing or any issues, so that you can make sure you don't repeat any mistakes in your properties or maybe offer the things that people are asking for that weren't necessarily the norm, or, you know, just to get direct feedback from people who come to your area. So that's quite a handy thing, a little hack there for you. And number eight is, if there's something about your property, I don't know, like a complete lack of view, which we have because we're right in the town centre and you can just see more buildings. Although you can see, you know, you're quite high up in our upstairs ones. So, or if you have a lack of parking, which is something that we have because we're 5 minutes from the railway station, and sometimes people don't realise from our information, although we try and make it as clear as possible, that we don't have allocated parking, or something else about your location that you can't change. So if you're, you know, if people expect you to have sweeping lawns or something and you have a courtyard garden, you know, it's just not going to work for them, is it? But, you know, you give complete information on the portal, on your website, and you can't change that. So all you can do is make the best of what you have and focus on the great aspects of it. So if somebody complains saying, like for us, you know, in the town centre, it was a bit noisy, and, you know, if they would rather be somewhere a bit greener, have a better view, you just polite to them and say, I'm terribly sorry that, you know, you found that disappointing. And, you know, it's a trade-off being in the town centre because you're very handy, like 2 minutes walk to the mall. But, you know, just really focus on apologising for any disappointment they felt and hope they enjoyed every other aspect of their trip and wish them well. So, you know, just be nice. And number nine is your reviews from Booking.com and Airbnb, TripAdvisor and all of those are all great, but what if you only get direct bookings or almost entirely? And for quite a lot of the year, we were purely having direct bookings of guests who kept returning every week. So, you know, you're not going to start building up your number of reviews and your review score that way. So what we did is ask our guests for a review, and then we can put it on our website, we can put it on LinkedIn, you know, put it on any of your social media, and then people can see, you know, what your guests are saying. And what I did was just show the whole email that somebody had sent through. So one lady had sent a glowing review. She's really happy, but she was hoping we'd have bath hooks on the back of the door. So, you know, I showed the whole thing, and that's great. And she was really, really happy. She was from Barbados or somewhere amazing, but she had an awesome week in our apartment. So, you know, she was really happy about that. So that was great. The other thing is that people who see your reviews, they're going to take with a pinch of salt the ones that are clearly from people who are just not happy in life, and maybe just, you know, nothing's going to be right for them. So don't worry about these sorts of guests too much. Obviously, you're always going to do your best to make sure that you're providing the accommodation and the service you offer on your website, in your adverts, on your online portal, and do your best to make sure the guest is happy. But sometimes, you know, you can do everything for a guest and they're still not happy, and they just give you a horrible response or a negative review. And that's just feedback. You know, sometimes that just happens. And any trace in there of anything that you can improve, take that. But when you get that kind of review and there's a comment, once again, remain cool and calm and collected, and just give a really nice, pleasant response and say, we're terribly sorry that you didn't enjoy that or that you were disappointed. Thank you for letting us know. And, you know, we hope you enjoyed the rest of your trip. Because some people just don't seem to find joy in things or joy in life. We had a review from a lady who gave us 5.7. And bless her, we'd sorted out the TV for her, we'd explained in detail, we checked her in personally how everything worked, but she wasn't a happy lady. And unfortunately, she also left the property in a mess, and we had to actually charge her extra. She's the only person we've had to charge extra for, you know, leaving the place so dirty, you know, loads of washing up not done and things like that. So I don't know, these things happen. And it's just part of running serviced accommodation, really. And we've also had a guest who was, we suspect, running a business of a certain kind in our property, and we had a guest misconduct report. We have actually still not closed with booking.com, but booking.com still allowed this guest to leave a review. So that was a bit of a shame. Luckily and strangely, they gave us 10 out of 10 for everything except value for money. And value for money, they gave us 2.5 because we'd asked for additional money, which is in our T's and C's. So a deposit that we don't actually take, or we didn't at the time. We now pre-authorise it. So we've learnt from that as feedback to us to be a bit more careful. We didn't actually take the money up front, but it's in our terms. We can take that if something like that happens. But of course, it's one thing saying that, and it's another thing getting the money. But, you know, these things are going to happen. And luckily, it's not had too much of an adverse effect. But I did notice that certain numbers kept cropping up, similar averages after that. And you can't help thinking, oh, people just think that's the kind of amount to leave. So, because some people think 10 out of 10 is, you know, brilliant if they're really happy with that. And if you're getting those kind of reviews, that's awesome. Well done. That's so cool. That's fantastic. But, you know, some people say the accommodation was first class, but then they only leave 7.5, which is actually quite a low review in my view. So it's all a personal thing, and just don't get upset about it. So, yeah, some guests you just can't please is all I would say. So just do your best. Our final 2 points are you'll get more guests from people who've seen your reviews but don't plan to book through the portal. So, for example, we had a lady keep coming back, and bless her, she had such a time because the insurance company were financing her stays because her whole property was being refurbished. It had a structural defect. And so she found us and she said to the insurance company, I don't want to stay in that hotel you've offered me. I want to stay here. And she'd found us on booking.com and really liked the property. And she was just so happy. So that can work really well in your favour. Also, estate agents will check you out because they can use your facilities, your service for their clients and other companies. So if you're looking for other contractors or corporate guests, you know, they'll see your good reviews and think, brilliant, that's great, they're consistent. And also, if you want to apply to be on other online portals, you know, you've got a good advert there for your offering. And the final thing is number 12. If you're rent-to-rent operators like we are, your landlords will be really happy to know that your guests are really, really happy with your amazing standards that you maintain and the great service that you offer, especially if it means you're keeping their property in great nick and making it look amazing every time, which obviously you will be. And in fact, some of our apartments have been used. The landlords wanted to get valuations from the surveyor. So because they look so nice, they said, well, do you mind if we bring the surveyor around and have a look? Are there any guests in there? So that works really well for them. So all in all, that's win-win. So if you're a management company rather than, you know, guaranteed rent, again, same thing. If you're getting great reviews, then they're going to be really happy that you're doing so well. So if you're just starting out and you're wondering how you're going to do this, then, you know, it's just all about doing your best every time, making sure that you communicate really well and just respond to reviews in a nice, calm, well-mannered way that, you know, is just thank you so much. Because be really grateful to your guests who review you, because it gives you a lot of positive and feedback. Even if, you know, you've got things to improve, that's really going to help your business, especially if people can see, just to summarize, that you are making the effort to improve by taking everybody's ideas on board. And that, I think, is what people really want to see, that you care about them and you care what kind of stay they have, and you're going to try and make sure that you do everything you can in your power to make sure it's a great experience for them. So that was 12 tips there for you. I'm going to summarize them. There are quite a few, but just let's go through them briefly again. So you must have reviews, so make sure you're on the online portals and people can see you and you've got credibility then. Reviews give you a chance to see areas you can improve your service for your guests. Number three, always be really polite and positive and take on board the feedback you get. Do something about it. Solve problems. Number four is check with guests the day after they've arrived whether everything's all right. So this can be a phone call, this can be a message, or it can be a text, whatever works for you. We also ask guests for feedback at the end of their stay. So just before they check out, we ask them what we should do more of, do less of, or keep doing just the same. So that was number five. Number six, make sure you've got processes in place to ensure that your level of service is still really good. That's really important when you're busy because things can get missed. Number seven is a little hack. So see what else people have reviewed locally to you. So colleagues of yours who've got service departments or houses, what have their guests asked for that perhaps you could add into your property? If there's something about your property, e.g. the lack of view, lack of parking, something about the location that you can't actually change other than buying a car park, which I'm seriously considering, you know, you just have to make the best of this, apologise for the guest disappointment and focus on things that you can change or that are really good about the location. So our location is great because although we don't have allocated parking, we're 5 minutes from the station, we're right in the town centre. Reviews from direct bookings, post these on social media or your website. Remember not to take it personally. Some guests are never happy. And, you know, you just have to take that on board and take what you can positively from that experience, but only give positive feedback and replies back to that guest because, A, there's no point, you know, being hostile or ungrateful to them. And B, everybody else will see that, so it's not going to help you in any way. It's only good to be positive and grateful to them. And you'll get more guests from people who see your reviews other than just the people who book on those sites. So insurance companies, individuals who find you can book directly, estate agents, corporates, other OTAs. And finally, number 12, your landlords will be happy, or your owners, if you manage SA for people, knowing that you provide a great service and maintain awesome standards. So good luck with maintaining your reviews. Thank you so much for listening. And if you've got any comments or if you want to post anything on Serviced Accommodation Secrets, the Facebook group, then please do. If you're already a member, then great. Otherwise, you can ask to be added. And I look forward to hearing about your experiences. You know, you might be really going well and you're really on it and get 10 out of 10 always. So well done you, if that's you. But if you've had any experiences you could share, you know, we can help you with, or that, you know, other people might be able to help you with, or, you know, just sharing generally in the community. So look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks very much for listening.
Sharing the secrets of success.